Good afternoon. The Secretary General and the President will have introductory remarks, and then we'll have time for a few questions. Secretary General.
President Kaduli, the Kashti, it's a great pleasure and honor to welcome you once again to NATO headquarters. And I really appreciate your strong personal commitment and interest in NATO. And I welcome the strong commitment not only of you, but also of Estonia and the highly valued contributions of Estonia to the alliance, because Estonia contributes in so many different ways to our alliance. You are leading by example because you spend more than 2% of GDP on defense, and that's important when we also try to make sure that other allies follow the example of Estonia. You are a lead nation when it comes to cyber defenses. You are hosting the Center of Excellence for Cyber in Tallinn. You have the cyber range, and you will also soon host a big exercise, one of the biggest exercises in the world when it comes to cyber defense. So you are a key country for the alliance on cyber. Then we're also extremely grateful for your contributions to our missions or our mission in Afghanistan, with troops, Estonian troops, serving in Afghanistan, making sure that Afghanistan doesn't become a safe haven for international terrorists once again. But also the fact that you are providing funds to finance the Afghan national security forces. And all of these are examples of how Estonia is contributing to the alliance. Estonia's support for NATO is strong, and NATO's support for Estonia is just as strong. Allied jets keep your skies safe, Allied ships patrol in the Baltic Sea, and NATO's battle group in the region prevent conflict and preserve the peace. In September, I visited the multinational battlegroup in Tapa, meeting British, French, Danish, and Estonian defense forces. And I was impressed by the professionalism and also the way they have been able to work together and increase the interoperability of forces coming from different NATO allied countries. And this demonstrates the unity of the alliance, and it's sending a very clear message that an attack on one ally will be regarded as an attack on the whole alliance. This is a commitment that has kept all NATO allies safe for nearly 70 years, and that is the core task of the alliance, that is credible deterrence, strong defense, because that's the best way to prevent conflict and to preserve the peace. So again, warm welcome to you. It's always great to see you, and I thank you for Estonia's great contributions to our alliance. Welcome.
Thank you, Secretary General. Thank you for all these very kind words about Estonia. And if you list it like that, indeed, it makes me proud to see that our country is not only saying but also doing what we always consider very important, that we are not consumers of the security only. We are strong contributors, and indeed, we have been independent now again 26 years, and for 23 of them, we have been actively participating in international missions far from our own borders, precisely because we want to contribute. You mentioned cyber. Interestingly, we didn't even talk cyber. It's so well on track now and so mainstreamed into all our activities. Indeed, this is always something where Estonia has been able to contribute despite its small size. And as I always like to say, Estonia acts as a catalyst in these processes, and you don't need a lot of catalyst, so a small nation can lead the way there, and we are indeed very proud to do that. 1 year since my first visit here at the NATO headquarters, we have also met meanwhile in Tallinn. Thank you for the visit and being present there. A lot of progress has been made to do what we agreed in Warsaw to deter and, if necessary, to defend NATO's eastern flank. But while we are preparing for the next NATO summit, it's also important, and I remain adamant on that Estonia is also ready to contribute on our southern flank and is very interested and takes keen interest in what exactly are the necessary steps, what we need to do also in the south. We are currently seeking for an expert in Estonia to send to the hub for the south, and I hope we will soon be able to fulfill a post there. The EFP has been a great success story also in this sense that we have realized quite a lot of capability building still needs to be done if we want to be really interoperable, if we are talking about command structure, if we are talking about follow-on forces. This exercise already now has informed us much more than we could in theory and on paper think out. So in this sense also, it has been a very productive year. We are very pleased also about your personal commitment during our EU Council presidency and, of course, also previously, and we know it will continue, to the EU and NATO cooperation. And your outspokenness on how we should organize this cooperation so that we will not have unnecessary duplication has definitely been a great help also to our work during our Council presidency. We are very proud that PESCO hopefully will be finally established during Estonian Council presidency. We also see that there are some low-hanging fruits which could demonstrate that this cooperation has really practical results. One of them might be military mobility, where I hope it is possible to move forward quite quickly. So indeed, our cooperation during this year has been very fruitful, and of course, we know it will be like that also in the future. Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to Estonian television in the center.
Estonian Public Broadcasting, Johannes Tralla. I have a question for Secretary General. We've heard from Lithuania in the recent days, from their army chief, that they're planning to send possibly a unit of special forces to fight terrorism in Iraq. Has NATO asked the Baltic states to be more involved in fighting terrorism in the region? And what do you think of the idea?
Yes, we have asked all NATO allies to contribute more to the global fight against terrorism. We do that when it comes to Afghanistan, and NATO is now increasing our presence in Afghanistan. That's not a combat mission. But we do training and advising of the Afghan forces because we believe that perhaps the best weapon we have in the long run against terrorism is to train local forces, enabling them to stabilize their own country. Then we have also asked NATO allies to contribute, and let me add that I welcome that Estonia has contributed forces and troops to our mission in Afghanistan for so many years. Then we have also asked NATO allies to contribute to our training activities and capacity building activities in Iraq. What we do there is what we call mobile training teams. We provide some training when it comes to military medicine, countering IED or improvised explosive devices. We help to build some capacity in the Ministry of Defense and the Joint Chief of Staffs, help them to reform and modernize the defense institutions, and also some maintenance of military equipment. We are looking into what more we can do because we strongly believe that when ISIS is defeated, we need to continue to make sure that Iraq is able to stabilize its own country, and that Iraqi government forces are able to do that, and therefore training is also key in Iraq. And we have asked allies to help us with those training activities. I would like to also thank Estonia for announcing that they are now looking into the possibility of sending an officer to the what we call the hub for the south in Naples, which is a new also hub we have established to try to address many of the challenges we see in the south, including fighting terrorism. So NATO has to be able to both respond to a more assertive Russia in the east, but at the same time respond to all the instability, the terrorism we see to the south of our alliance, and all allies are into all of these challenges together.
Okay, BNS.
Erik Enlo, Baltic News Service. First question to the President. What are Estonia's expectations towards NATO's July summit in connection with the strengthening of the alliance's deterrence posture in our region? And to the Secretary General, does NATO plan to hold any more NATO-Russia Council sessions this year? And how do you assess the work done so far this year in this NATO-Russia Council?
Well, as you from my home country know, I'm an accountant by education, so I always tell my colleagues here in NATO that what we have done in enhanced forward presence battle groups in three Baltic states and Poland, this has been pretty heavy lifting, quite a lot of heavy spending. So we have these battle groups in place. They are interoperable in Estonia's case with our 1st Infantry Brigade. All this work is already done. But we fail to reap the full benefits of the deterrence capacity of these battle groups unless we have necessary command structure in place and also a clear idea about follow-on forces. And this is exactly what we are now working on together with our allies, also looking forward to the next summit. But the work doesn't only go from summit to summit. Deterrence is a living creature. It is evolving constantly when we see that there is an additional need to react and act.
There are no plans for any NATO-Russia Council meetings this year, in addition to those three we have already convened. But we will continue the political dialogue in the NATO-Russia Council, and I expect new meetings to take place next year. Because NATO has clearly stated that we are in favor of what we call a dual-track approach to Russia, which is about strong and credible deterrence, defense, but at the same time a political dialogue with Russia, because Russia is our neighbor. NATO doesn't, we don't want a new Cold War. We don't see confrontation with Russia, but we have to send a firm and clear message that we are ready to defend and protect all allies against any threats. That's the reason why we have increased our military presence in the eastern part of the alliance with the battle groups, including in Estonia, and that's the reason why we have increased the readiness of our forces to be able to reinforce if needed. I think that the NATO-Russia Council is one important tool for keeping the channels for political dialogue open. I regard the meetings we have had both in this year but also in 2016 as useful. Dialogue with Russia is not easy, but that's exactly why it is important. We have addressed important and difficult issues like Ukraine, where NATO allies have expressed clear and strong support to Ukraine, to the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine. And we have also discussed Afghanistan, and we have discussed military transparency, risk reduction. We have had reciprocal briefings, for instance, on exercises. And I strongly believe that we should continue this dialogue. For me, dialogue is not a sign of weakness. Dialogue is a sign of strength. And as long as we make sure that we have credible deterrence, a strong defense, we should continue to also engage in political dialogue with Russia.
Final question. NTV.
Sonumut from NTV Turkey. My question is to the Secretary General. Secretary General, last week there has been a very unfortunate event or incident at a military exercise in Norway during this Javelin Trident exercise. The use of the portrait of Atatürk as a founding father of Turkey has harmed a lot the Turkish citizen and Turkey in general. So to that end, first, are you making a kind of investigation about how this happens? And in particular, can you reassure Turkey and the Turkish public opinion that this kind of incidents will not reoccur in any kind of military exercise or within NATO? Thank you very much.
NATO military authorities are now investigating the details of what happened and are also looking into the procedures to make sure that something like this do not happen again. And I phoned President Erdogan this weekend where I expressed my apologies for the incident and the offenses caused. And I also informed him that NATO took immediate action when those responsible in Norway became aware of what has happened. I also met with the chief of the general staff, General Akar, and the minister for EU affairs in Halifax this weekend, and I both expressed my apologies to them for the offences caused, but also reassured them that our military authorities are now looking into how to make sure that something similar do not happen in the future. Let me also underline that Turkey is a key ally. Turkey is contributing to the alliance in many different ways. In the fight against terrorism, bordering Iraq and Syria, but also by being a key ally in what we now do in the Black Sea region, bordering Russia in the Black Sea. So we highly value the contributions of Turkey to the alliance, and therefore we have to make sure that incidents like this do not occur again.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.